We're going to take you now to Tanaki Springs, where for many residents, life revolves around the community bathhouse. It is fed by the hot springs that gave the town its name, and now local people have raised money to convert the building to geothermal heat, putting a modern spin on an ancient resource. KCAW's Rachel Waldholtz reports.
That's not a church choir, and this isn't a concert hall. It's the Bathhouse Babes singing in the community bathhouse in Tanaki Springs. Tanaki Springs has a population of about 100 people in summer, just 40 in winter. The bathhouse sits in the heart of town. It's a concrete cube with a cloudy skylight. The space is humid and archaic feeling. The cement walls drip. They're covered with green mineral stains, and the water is 108 degrees. Attached to the bathhouse is a modest dressing room. The whole structure is small enough that you might walk past without noticing. But the hot spring is the entire reason that there's a town here at all.
In other communities, there's other ways that people gather around. They gather around the local coffee house or the local brew pub or whatever, you know.
Wendy Stern has lived in Tanaki for over a decade.
In Tanaki, we really gather at the bathhouse, you know.
One of the first things you say to someone who's come to town is, "Did you get a bath?"
That's Vicki Weisenbaugh, the postmistress.
People have bath bags, which is not something you have hanging by the door in modern America. Modern America, you don't usually bathe with your neighbors.
There's no municipal water system, and electricity is supplied by a set of diesel generators. Heating water is expensive. So the community bathhouse isn't a spa or a recreational hot tub. It's where people bathe. This is Mayor Don Pegues.
Just bring your bath bag and a towel and be prepared.
Prepared for what?
Yeah, well, for visiting with your neighbors in the bathhouse. No bathing suits. Everything is nude.
But a couple years ago, people in Tanaki realized that the bathhouse could use some work. For one thing, the dressing room was heated with a diesel furnace, which was expensive. The bathhouse is maintained by the Tanaki Springs Bathhouse Committee, an ad hoc group of local people who pay the heating bill and hire a custodian. For years, the bathhouse committee had discussed using the water from the bath itself to heat the dressing room, but they didn't want to mess with the magic.
Dare not touch that water for any other purpose without risking changing its temperature.
Brooke Elgee is the chairman of the bathhouse committee.
Story goes that one time somebody thought they could deepen it with a little dynamite, and tried to deepen it with a little dynamite, and the water stopped. Fortunately, it started again, started up again. You know. But man, you don't mess with the bathhouse here.
And then about 4 years ago, Kevin and Carlene Allred moved to Tanaki Springs. Allred saw the potential for geothermal heat right away.
I was just amazed to look at all these springs coming out, and I thought, wow, you could use this heat for heating structures.
Allred experimented with his own house first, using a hot spring that runs down the hill out back to create the first geothermal heat system in Tanaki Springs. Then he turned to the dressing room. At first, he thought he'd use the wastewater that runs out from the bath, but that didn't work because it's bathwater. So it has all kinds of stuff in it, like hair and soap. Anyway, it clogged up his system. Around this time, Allred was doing some basic repairs on the dressing room foundation. And while he was down there, he found a new hot spring. In fact, he found 7 new springs that nobody had known were there.
I go, whoa, this is a lot better because I can rig something up right underneath the structure.
So he set about creating a geothermal heating system. First, he built what he calls a spring box. It's just a concrete box. The small springs flow into it, filling it with hot water, and then flow out of it. In the spring box is a coil of steel tubing.
It's called a heat exchanger, an immersion heat exchanger, and it just sits in this bath of hot water, and then what you do...
That coil of steel tubing will be filled with water. The water will run through the tubing in the spring box, picking up heat from the spring water. From there, the tubing will run up into the dressing room, carrying the heated water under the floorboards.
That heat radiates up out of the floor.
And it's enough to heat the whole room. But in order for geothermal heat to work, the structure has to be well insulated. And the dressing room wasn't. This is Brooke Elgee.
Well, in order to insulate, you got to do some structural work. And it turns out the wall was rotten. And it turned out some other stuff was a problem. And the roof was a disaster. All of a sudden, we're looking at, $35,000-$40,000.
We're looking at about over $53,000.
That's Vicki Weisenbaugh, the postmistress. She's also the president of the Tenneke Historical Collection. Normally, the bathhouse is funded by donations. Visitors come and leave $10 here, $20 there. This was on a whole different scale. So the Tenneke Historical Collection took up the cause. And in June, they sent out 165 letters asking for donations. And just like that, the money started coming in.
You know, I used to go pick up mail at the post office and say, oh, we got $800 more.
In all, they raised $15,000 this summer and over $26,000 from individual donations in the past 2 years. But why go to all this trouble over a little bathhouse? Locals say it's because the bathhouse is what makes Tenneke, Tenneke.
But in a place where you have to be so careful with, you know, your energy usage and your water and everything else, you have to be so kind of restrictive because, you know, everything's in such limited supply. Here's this, like, and, you know, feels like this, which of course is not true, but, you know, this endless supply of hot water that just pours up out of the ground.
That's Darius Menino, who runs the local bakery.
It feels so decadent and, like, luxurious, right? That's how I see it.
Okay, but it's time to ask the obligatory outsider's question. Isn't it strange to see your neighbors naked in the bath all the time? This is Wendy Stern.
You know, it isn't. I mean, but I'm an old hippie, so I don't know. Ask the Mormon, I don't know.
I just go back to my days in high school.
You know, one thing that I think is really cool, so we have all these little girls, and they bathe with women, young women, old women, and everyone in between, and they see women's bodies transforming and aging, how women's bodies change after pregnancy, how we age in a way that's, you know, you're not going to see in Vogue magazine.
Sure enough, around 8 o'clock one night, there are a dozen women in the bath, ranging in age from 6 to 60, and about half of them are singing. Reporting in Tenneke, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.